The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. I've got some really exciting news. Do you remember a while ago I applied for Pointless, for us to go on Pointless? Well, lo and behold, in my my box this morning was a request that you and I have been accepted to go on Pointless. So I've just got to get the all clear from you and reply to the email. Yeah. Got an email from the BBC, so very exciting news. And all right, mate, cheers, speak soon, bye.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. Well mate, that's really good news about Pointless, and you know, I was bang up for it when you replied, but the thought of going on TV in front of all those people at the moment just fills me with utter dread. My confidence is probably at rock bottom now. Claire's not talking to me, she won't let me see Jamie, I've got no money. Anne is being decidedly frosty with me and I don't know why. And things are about as bad as they could be. So I need a bit of an esteem boost, I suppose, if I'm to make any decisions about going on TV. Something's got to change, I'm afraid, and it doesn't look like anything's going to change anytime soon. Any ideas, then obviously welcome. I know you'll try and think of something. You're a good friend. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. I'm sorry, I'm feeling that way. Look, I can't be long, so I've got to cook tonight. It's my turn to cook for Benesh and Asim, so I've got to go and get some halal meat, lamb. I'm going to do a curry. But look, look, mate, I think I can help you out here. As you know, I was at Edinburgh University in the 80s, and I moved in some pretty high-end circles. In fact, Prince Andrew was a mate. Anyway, there was a sort of fraternity, I don't know, a club, I shouldn't really be talking about this on the phone, but it was called The Eye of the Cobra. Anyway, a lot of the boys that were involved with this went on to become very powerful men, particularly in the city and in politics. You have no idea what they got up to. I couldn't tell you now. I am sworn to secrecy. But it did a lot of good for their confidence. Some pretty shy lads turned into some quite important people. I won't mention any names. But look, I'd have to go and speak to a chap. Possibly if you joined this club, it would do wonders for you. And if I put in a good word, I think... So look, I'll give it a go, mate, but I can't promise anything. So speak soon. Oh, and I need you to fill out a form for pointless specialist subjects and stuff. But, cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Thanks for your call. Very interesting, I think. That sounds quite strange. But what is Eye of the Cobra exactly, and how does it help these people? What is it? Is it snakes? Because I'm not good with those. You probably won't be surprised to learn. If it's snakes, then I think we'll have to come up with something else, because I don't want to be around snakes. So if it's anything else, you know, not snakes, then I might be interested. But thanks for your help. Let me know. Thanks, mate. Bye bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger again. Yes, and my specialist subject for pointless, if that's needed, is ancient Roman coins. That's ancient Roman coins. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. No, it's not snakes, mate. It's a cover. It's a bit like the Freemasons. Do you know the Freemasons? It's a you know, you'll help each other out, and it's a bonding thing. It's for men. It's very gets to the base root of masculinity, and it just helps with building up. Look, I don't know if it's a great idea, but you're clutching at straws, so you might as well give it a go. I have spoken to this chap, and they do remember me, so I got you an in. You might have to pretend to be someone else, but I don't think that's an issue. But why not go and try it out? But you can't really tell me what happens there. But yeah, Roman coins, got it. That's great. But because if I cover general knowledge, what are you good at? Geography, that kind of thing. Anyway, look, I'll get you on this list, mate. Okay, I'll keep you posted. Cheers, Roger. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, I've got you. You're in. You've got to go and meet an old mate of mine called Jonty in the Latvian embassy tomorrow night. And also, you've got to pretend your name is Rufus Claypole. Okay. If you get there for about 8. All right, mate. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. So I met Jonty at the Latvian embassy, and that was all fine. And we had a quick chat. I don't know if I should be telling you this, but the Eye of the Cobra is like it's a sort of fight club, and I was very, very worried when he said that to me, because I'm in no fit state to be fighting anyone. But he said that it's a very easy fight club. So I don't actually know what that means. He was very cryptic. Anyway, I'm going to go along next Friday, and he says just come along and watch, and if it's something that I fancy doing, then I'll give it a go. It sounds quite exciting, but he wouldn't give away too many details. So I guess I'll know more when I go. Thanks for the tip, mate. You pulled it out of the bag once again for me. And yeah, looking forward to pointless now. Actually, it's given me a bit of a spring in my step. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Look, Rog, you can't tell me anything that happens with the Eye of the Cobra. Seriously, I don't think you I think you're slightly underestimating the level of, you know, what these boys, they do. I mean, when I was, it was commandos and, you know, really red beret shit, you know. So really just one thing that you mustn't do is pass any information on to me, because, you know, there are ramifications, mate. You know, if you throw the rock into the lake, there are ripples, and those ripples are bloody and hazardous. So just keep anything like that to yourself. I got another email from Pointless. Very nice girl. It's at Elstree, which is a studio in Marlow or something. I'm not quite entirely sure where. I think it's on the tube though. And we have to fill out a form saying what we do for a living. I didn't know what's put for you. So give me some, tell me what you want me to write. Anyway, yeah, it is bloody exciting. Imagine if you told Anne. But look, speak soon. All right, mate. And just tell me. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Listen to me. I've just been with the Eye of the Cobra bunch. No wonder they don't want me telling you anything. No wonder they don't want me saying anything to you. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. I had to meet them at this warehouse in West Wickham, and there was all sorts of passwords to get in, and I had to say this and I had to say that, and you know, things were said, and I'm not allowed to say this and that, and it's not surprising. When I get in there, there's a ring, and there's people with no tops on, men with no tops on, all their fists bandaged up, and they're fighting. I thought, oh, all right, well, this is one of those fight club things. They weren't fighting, Rod, Brian. They were just beating up homeless tramps. They were beating up tramps. I said to them, you can't do this. I said, you can't do this. They said, it's all right. It's all right. They said the tramps, they like it. They like it. They get a bit of money. We feel better about ourselves. They said, don't tell you. That's why I'm telling you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell everyone. This is backward. It's like Dickens. It's awful. I don't know where to go. I'm going to tell Anne. That's the first person. As far as Pointless are concerned, bring that on. I'm up for Pointless now. What do I do for a living? Tell them. I'm a train driver. Okay. Bye.
Roger, what the fuck have you done? Roger, do you know what you've done? What did you say? What did you leave saying? What did you tell them? You didn't say you were going to say anything, did you? You have no idea, mate. You have no fucking idea. You really don't. These are not people to be fucked with. I'm not joking, Rog. Oh, God. You didn't tell them I knew you, did you? You didn't trace them back to me. You didn't mention my name, did you? Or any... Oh, Christ, mate. You're dancing with the devil. You really are dancing with the fucking devil, mate. Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I haven't heard from you for a couple of days, and I've really got to get this stuff sent to the Pointless lot. I've said that you're a lollipop man, and that your interests are in Roman coins, but they've tried to contact you as well and can't get through. Are you okay? Oh, Christ. Rod, just get in touch with me when you can, all right? I haven't heard anything from the Eye of the Cobra. Oh, God. Just get in touch with me when you can. All right, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm sorry I haven't been in touch for a couple of days. John T. came round to my flat. Luckily Anne was out with He came round with the rest of that filthy crew. They hung me out of the window, told me not to say anything about the Eye of the Cobra. I didn't agree. I said I would say something. They pulled me back in to the window and then branded my neck with a cobra. It stank to look like sizzling pork. Anyway, I'm in unimaginable pain, and it worked. I'm not going to say anything. These people are crazy. Let me know when Pointless is on. We can go to do Pointless. Okay, mate, hope you're all right. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. Look, mate, that's entirely your fault. You know, I told you at the beginning of this process that they're not people you can mess with. You know, they're not. It's not the normal thing, and you have to, you have to play the game. I'm sorry they branded you, but you know, when Johnsy phoned and said, "Who is this shit?" I had to tell him, mate. I had to say, you know, who you were and where you lived, because I've got kids, you know, and they will stop at nothing. You know, I've got kids. I know they're in Canada, but so, you know, mate, it's entirely your fault. But at least we've got Pointless to look forward to. So, yeah, look, I'm going to borrow the Subaru so we can head there. If you can wear a polo neck or something to cover up the cobra, that'd be probably quite appropriate. I don't know if you've got one. I'll have a hunt. I think I might have one, but get back to me on that. All right. Cheers, Rog. Looking forward to Pointless. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm on my way to you. I'm wearing a cream polo neck. So that should help. I'm just stopping off to get some super strength painkillers because I am in a great deal of pain. I think the branding went quite deep. So I'll be with you very shortly. Looking forward to Pointless. Thanks, mate. Oh, and just to say, I appreciate you had to tell them where I lived. I understand entirely. Not blaming you. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Mate, you sound a bit doddery. Do you think you should lay off the painkillers until you really need to take them? I was thinking maybe like nearer the actual recording, because my concern is that if you're you're not really going to be on it, are you? I've got a couple of cans of Monster which should perk you up as well, so look, hold off on the painkillers, mate, and take Cocodamol. It might block you up. You might not be able to do a poo, but it will definitely work. All right, mate, see you soon. Very exciting. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, I can only apologise. I'm so sorry. Just mistimed the taking of the painkillers and then the booze in the green room. Must have just been a bad combination. And I remember answering that question about Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, and then the lights must have just got to me. I was woozy and I hit the floor, I think. And anyway, I'm at home now. I hope you managed to continue. I'm so sorry. I was having a good time. I'm back at Anne's now. I hope you can forgive me. Apologies again, mate. I'm in a lot of pain. Speak soon.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. Are you back at Anne's, are you? Oh, good, well done. I took you back to bloody Anne's. Jesus Christ, mate. Yeah, you got it right. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank was a pointless answer, which was good. And then you threw up all over two nice women in front of you. Mother and daughter team from Coventry. Seemed very sweet. Covered them in sick. It was fucking awful, mate. And you just passed out. So embarrassing. Anyway, got you into the green room and trying to slap you round. But the St. John's lot were all over you. In the car, got you back to Anne's. Anyway, you fucked that up, mate. My chance to get pally with Alexander Armstrong? Nope. Prick. Alright, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.